smells great in here. The owner of this coffee shop travels the world in search of the best coffees. Linda Smithers has gone to places such as South and Central America, Africa, and Asia to visit farms and to taste coffee. She imports her favorites and roasts them. She has high expectations. Smithers wants to make sure that if you're paying a few dollars for a specialty coffee, it's a satisfying personal experience.
And coffee should be able to do that for you. It should bring you closer to you and closer to the farmer. You should feel like you know the farmer. And you feel passion and an intimacy with that farmer.
Probably should have mentioned, Smithers really loves coffee. She says the best coffees are grown on farms that are good to the coffee trees, the local water, and the workers.
Happy workers, safe workers, produce better coffee. They just do. I mean, I see it every time I go to a farm. I see when a worker enjoys what they're doing and they feel they're getting a fair price. We're just like us. You would not enjoy going to work and at the end of the day being given 20 cents. You wouldn't be happy with that. And you wouldn't work in a pleasant way. And you wouldn't pay attention to picking the ripe beans rather than the unripened beans.
The Fair Trade label claims it's found one way to help keep farmers happy and safe. The Fair Trade certification is supposed to be a guarantee that farm cooperatives will get at least $1.21 for a pound of beans. When coffee prices are low, that can be twice what other farmers are paid. Fair Trade also promises farm workers have safe conditions and are paid a living wage. Michigan State University professor Dan Jaffe wanted to know if the fair trade system was doing what it set out to do.
The fair trade movement claimed to be able to help bring them out of poverty, improve their farming practices, make them more sustainable, and just generally improve conditions a lot. And I was interested in finding out whether that was the case.
Jaffe spent a few years in Oaxaca, Mexico, studying two farming communities. Some coffee farmers were part of fair trade cooperatives, and some decided against it. He's just published a book called Brewing Justice to report his findings. And Jaffe says families that joined fair trade were more food secure when the market price of coffee fell.
That is, they have food shortages much less at the time. They have significantly greater access to animal protein, foods like milk and meat and cheese in their diet. And they're essentially able to feed their children much more of the time than their neighbors, who were really, at the time that the coffee prices were at their low point, when I was doing my research in 2001, 2002, 2003, were definitely showing signs of malnutrition. And there was a significant problem with malnutrition in these communities.
Fair trade is only a small percentage of the coffee market, but its share of customers is growing and the big players are taking notice. Nestle is marketing fair trade products in the UK, and you can find the fair trade seal at your neighborhood Starbucks. Only 3.7% of Starbucks coffee is fair trade certified, but Jaffe says that small percentage still makes Starbucks the single largest buyer of fair trade coffee in the U.S. Smaller coffee shop owners, such as Linda Smithers, also buy some fair trade coffee. But Smithers doesn't think guaranteeing a specific price is the best way to encourage farms to grow the best coffee.
You're given a price regardless of the quality. I have a problem with that. I do not think that's a sustainable agricultural model. I'm a coffee person. I'm not a cause person. I'm a coffee person. And to me, sustainable is the product must be outstanding and have good sociological and ecological practices. Then get a fair price.
Smithers believes farms that treat workers and the environment well naturally have the best taste in coffee and will always get a fair price in the specialty coffee market. Some conservative economists agree with her. They say the fair trade movement will only continue to grow if it looks beyond the socially conscious crowd and continues to improve the taste and consistency. That's what people eyeing those gourmet coffee beans want. Smithers says fair trade has already been a success in that it's put issues of working conditions and the environment on the table. And she could sit and drink a cup and talk about that for hours. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.